The Black Opal on Sunday. We could have a similar little moment at Sandown today when Tanya Hansen comes across with her unbeaten Tassie star, and it's great to catch up with Tanya. How are you, Tanya?
Thank you, yourself.
Very well indeed. How excited are you to be heading to Sandown today with And Beyond, who in three starts is undefeated?
Yeah, it's very exciting. And, you know, we're just anxious to see if he's competitive at that level.
You train with your dad, Ken. When's the last time you had a runner in a city track in Melbourne?
Oh, a long time ago. Dad had a horse that we owned that was trained by another Tasmanian that went over about, maybe 10 years ago, called Braycliff. He ran fourth at Caulfield. But before that, it'd be 40-odd years.
Gee whiz. From what we've seen over in Tassie, this boy's got a lot of ability.
Yeah, I think he's above average, but, you know, he's headed into a pretty classy benchmark 64, you know. We respect every runner in that race, and there's some very good chances in it, but should be competitive.
Well, the bookmakers think you'll be competitive. They've got your favourite.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of hype around the place. but, yeah, I hope they're right.
Good. And good to see Kyle Maskell coming over to ride him as well.
Yeah, Kyle's actually went over on Tuesday. The horse went on the boat Monday night. Kyle flew over on Tuesday, and he stayed with him the whole time. He comes back on the boat Friday night. Kyle will fly back on Saturday.
Well, that is great. Now, he's drawn a good gate. He's drawn barrier six, and he can either race on the speed or he made ground from behind last start. Where will he be in the run? Where would you like him?
Well, we're quite happy with the gate because he's a big horse. It's a big strider, so he needs room. So we wouldn't want him to be caught on the inside. I was actually talking to Jason a little while before, and he said, well, look, they'll watch the few races and see how the track plays, see whether they're coming from behind or not. But ideally, probably two or three pairs back. So, but, you know, you can have a plan A and have to go to plan B very quickly.
You confident?
Yes, reasonably confident. Yeah.
Well, I like that.
Well, he settled in really well. And his run in Hobart was a phenomenal run. But it is a good little benchmark 64. So, you know, just hope that everything goes according to plan.
Well, Tassie horses have been doing very well on the mainland recently. Let's hope And Beyond can add to that. Good luck today, Tanya.
Thank you very much.